Hospitality is an act of welcoming, receiving, and accommodating somebody. It is a form of generosity. And generosity is a quality, or the greatest quality, of our God. God is the origin of generosity. God is so generous. You know why? In what form, or in did what manifest God is generosity? In giving us His only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to save us from impending death. We don't deserve this because we have all sinned. We are all sinners. But out of the depths of the heart of God, He sent us His Son. Out of His generosity to humanity, He sent us His Son. And when we talk about generosity, my dear brothers and sisters, for all we know, when we are generous to people, generosity begets generosity. And this is shown in our first reading today. This woman from Shunem, according to the book of Kings, this woman is an ordinary woman. This woman was a woman of influence. So she is looked up to in the community. This woman from Shunem showed hospitality and generosity to the prophet Elisha. For this woman, Elisha was a man of God. And as a man of God, Elisha had a mission. And for this woman, Elisha offered everything to God to be his prophet. And so, this woman looks into herself. She had this introspection. She is now encountering a man by the name of Elisha who offered his all, everything in himself, to God. So it is but right and proper for that woman to really show her generosity. And what did she do? She offered a space, small space in her house, a room, a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp. This woman was able to let go of that small space in her room as an act of generosity to God for sending Elisha. And Elisha, who did everything and who offered everything to God, showed her generosity to this woman. And you know what? As I have said a while ago, generosity, again, very good. You are very attentive, class. Oh, I'm just joking. Generosity begets generosity. When Elisha knew that she was offered a room in the house of this woman, he called his assistant and said, "What is the problem with this woman?" And that servant said, "Oh, this woman, though she is a woman of influence, has no children, no son." Elisha said, "Oh, by this time next year, you will have a son." This is true in our experience, my dear brothers and sisters. If we are generous to people, God will be generous to us. St. Paul, in our second reading, reminds the Romans and all of us that Christ showed also his generosity. And when did Christ show his generosity? It was so painful, my dear brothers and sisters, that our Lord Jesus Christ showed his generosity on the cross. He died for humanity. Jesus Christ did not give humanity something. He did not do anything. But Jesus Christ gave his all. Jesus Christ gave his life. We could just imagine that a single person who would give up his life for sinful humanity, isn't it an exemplary act of generosity? What do we deserve, my dear brothers and sisters? Our sins? Do our sins deserve that this man would die a shameful death on the cross? Isn't it generosity on his part to do that? And even his own rising from the dead, the resurrection of Jesus Christ was not for himself. His rising from the dead is for us. Why? In order to give us new life. Again, a form of generosity. He did not think so much of himself, but his thought was centered on you and me so that we could have new life. We will enjoy everlasting life. Oh, how could we thank a person who has done everything for us? Do we have a sense of guilt that we have not done something for this person who was given his all and has done everything for us? You know, St. Paul has a very good proposal. And what is the proposal of St. Paul? The proposal is, you human beings should be dead to sin. Avoid sin. This is our act of repaying this person's act of generosity. Because this is his wish, that we should die to sin. Take off the old self and be renewed. This is our act of gratitude to God. When we avoid sin, when we take off the old self from us, then we are gratifying God. We are glorifying God in our lives. So this is the reminder of St. Paul, not only to the Romans. Jesus Christ died for you. He gave everything for you. He died on the cross for you. So as an act of gratitude to him, as an act of generosity to him, because he has shown generosity to you, become dead to sin. Avoid sin. Take off that old self in you, so that a new person, a new life would live in you. Jesus, brothers and sisters, are you still with me? Or are you still sleeping? Oh, it's good. I see that you're all wide, wide awake. Jesus, in today's gospel, first part of the gospel, sounds very, very harsh. Very cruel, very killjoy, when he said, he who does love his father and mother more than me is not worthy of me or cannot be my disciple. He who does not take up his cross cannot be my disciple. Is that worthy of me? Just imagine. Isn't it harsh on the part of Jesus? Why should we not love our father and our mother when we take in our lives from them? You are not worthy of me. But you know what, dear brothers and sisters? If we view the whole picture, Look at the very life of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ, again, as what St. Paul said, offered his life for us. Our Lord Jesus Christ carried the cross for us. Our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for us. And if we think that our love equals to the love of Jesus Christ, we are wrong. We can never equal the love of Jesus Christ. And so, if his invitation is, if you don't offer your life in sacrifice on the cross for me, you cannot be my disciple. Think of that incident when he carried the cross and when he died on the cross. It is all, my dear brothers and sisters, an act of generosity for us. His death, after all, is not so painful because his death is an act of love for us. St. Augustine says that if there is love, there is no pain. If there is pain, that pain itself is love. Jesus Christ experienced it, and he wants us to challenge. He challenges each one of us that if we want really to be his disciple, we have to undergo the cross. We have to sever ties with our loved ones and put him at the center, as the number one priority in one's life. Receiving. No, Jesus Christ wanted us to receive everyone. And when we receive everyone as an image of God, we are receiving him. I remember my experience yesterday. I was so overwhelmed, my dear brothers and sisters. After the 5 p.m. Mass yesterday, almost everyone said, "Welcome, Father. Welcome, Father." You see, reflecting on that, it is not so much the person of Father Noel Ancheta who is being welcomed in the St. Rose Philippine Duchenne Parish, but it is Christ. Christ whom I am bringing to this community. You are actually, I came to reflect that when everyone said, "Welcome, Father," it is as if we welcome Christ in you, Father. Isn't it overwhelming? I feel, as what I have said a while ago, that I am a member of this community, even if I had just arrived yesterday, because of Christ's love, because of Christ's generosity, because of Christ's service to each one of us. Let us continue accepting everyone, my dear brothers and sisters, because when we accept him, everyone, we accept Christ. It is Christ who sends us these messengers, these evangelizers, these workers, in order that this community will be penetrated by the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.